For us today, it's tennis, and the Czech Republic have reached the semi-finals of this year's Davis Cup after beating Chile in Coquimbo at the weekend. The Czechs were without the injured duo of Tomáš Berdych and Radek Štěpánek, who of course took them all the way to last season's final. But super subs Ivo Mynář, Jan Hájek and Lukáš Dlouhý made light work of the hosts, sealing the best of five tie in only three matches. The Czechs will face a rather sterner test when they take on Serbia in Belgrade for a place in the final. Jaroslav Navratil is the team's non-playing captain.
A high-quality and difficult opponent awaits us, led by world number two Novak Djokovic. It's only a pity that we won't be playing Croatia in the semi-finals in Prague. But we have to respect the reality and hope that our team is complete in the autumn, meaning with Tomáš Berdych and Radek Štěpánek. I think if we are complete, we'll be in with a chance, and we'll again want to win a place in the final, just as we did last year.
And the Czech Republic play the Serbs in the Davis Cup semi-finals in September. Cycling now, and Roman Kreuziger can enjoy a rare rest day at the Tour de France, after finishing a very impressive fourth in the eighth stage on Sunday, the first time riders were faced with the demanding inclines of the Alps. It was the Czech's best ever placing in the world's most famous cycling race and saw him climb to seventh overall. The Liquigas rider, who's 24, said he was satisfied with his performance, more or less.
The stage went well, of course. The leaders broke away from us at the end, which was a bit disappointing, as I felt good and I was in good form. But I'm completely relaxed. The gap isn't big, and I think I made up some ground compared to the others. So I'm totally relaxed before our rest day, and we'll see how things go in the next 2 weeks.
Roman Kreuziger, who finished ninth in the Tour de France last year, here's hoping he can improve on that placing this time out. Finally, football, and hasn't time flown? It feels like only recently that Sparta Prague won the Czech league title, and already the new season is about to start up. The first game of 2010-2011 is Bohemians 1905 versus Slavia Prague on Friday, and an interesting proposition it is too. The former will be the home side, though the game is being played at Slavia's Eden Stadium. After being forced to leave their traditional home at the nearby Djolicek, Bohemians are now sharing Eden with their Vršovice neighbours. That's all the sport for today.